The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Pamela, welcome back. How you doing?
I'm doing well today, Gil. I have to say, it looks like the holidays kind of crawled into my house and exploded.
Yeah, a lot of homes look that way this time of year, but also you've got to do all the things to kind of button up for next year.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, the end of the year, beginning of the year, is a really great time to look at your homeowner's insurance, your finances, and even your taxes.
Let's start with homeowner's insurance first. Now, can you be over or underinsured?
So, you know, yes, you can. So an annual review of your coverage is a really good idea.
Okay, so what kind of coverage are we talking about? What do you really need?
So let's say you purchased your home 5 years ago and insured it for, say, $200,000. Today it's worth $225,000. Simply increasing your coverage, though, to $225,000 may not be enough.
Right, because the insured value is not the market value of your home. So, for instance, if your home fell in value during the housing crisis, it doesn't mean that you really can insure it for less.
That's exactly right. How much dwelling coverage you need is based on how much money you'd have to pay to rebuild from scratch and restore your belongings, basically to get back to where you started. That's called replacement insurance. You want to call your local contractor or home builder association and ask about the average per square foot construction cost in your area. If it's, say, $150, I'm just pulling out of the air here, and your home is 2,000 square feet, then you should be insured for about, quick math, $300,000. And after you do that, after you know that independently, then you want to go talk to your insurance agent.
Is there an average, and of course it's going to change everywhere around the country, but is there an average annual homeowner's premium?
Sure. In recent years, it's averaged about $900, and that's according to the Insurance Information Institute.
Okay. Now, you talked about replacement cost. Some people are looking at actual cash value. What about that?
So you want to think long and hard about that, because a cash value policy is not going to get you back to where you were before, you know, whatever happened to damage your home. Actual cash value is much less attractive because it's only going to reimburse you for the value of your home based on its current condition. So if your home was built, say, 10 years ago, you'd receive only the depreciated value of a decade-old set of windows and cabinets and appliances and so on.
All right, but let's remind everybody, you can also be overinsured if you live in an area where the building is so much, but the land is the real big cost in areas like San Francisco, New York City, Los Angeles. Then if you're insured for what you bought the place for, you're probably overinsured since you're not rebuilding the land, just the house.
That's absolutely true. I know in our insurance policy, our land is worth more than our dwelling.
Yep. All right. So let's move along to finances. What should folks know about a good financial manager of their home?
Okay. So let me answer your question with a question.
Okay.
Do you pay each of your home-related expenses kind of as they roll along?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. So that's not the best way to be a good financial manager of your home. It is a great idea, especially at the turn of the year, to look holistically at what it costs you to operate your house, just the way you may have a household budget for other things you spend money on, like your clothes, your car, other things. Year-end is a great time to look at this and to get down to work on it. We have a home financial plan budget worksheet at houselogic.com. You can find it at houselogic.com/radio. And you can start by adding things that you know are going to be housing expenses, like your mortgage, your taxes. We were just talking about insurance, home insurance, including liability, things like repairs and maintenance, things that you know maybe you're going to have to do, like a new furnace, roof, painting, and then things you might want to do, like add a kitchen remodel or update a bathroom or something like that.
All right. So, and what am I going to learn from doing this exercise?
Well, you're going to sit down and think about how much you need to allot in the short and long term, first for your necessary maintenance, things you know that are coming up. If you have a, you know, if you have an HVAC system that's 12, 15 years old, you might need to be replacing it. Then you want to think about your voluntary improvements that you'd like to make. You want to add all that up and then see how much you really have to spend.
Okay, I put it off long enough. Let's get to taxes. What's going on with taxes related to homeownership for the tax year 2013? The tax year 2013, of course, is what I'm going to be paying by April 15th, 2014.
Yes, indeed. So many of the often renewed tax benefits of homeownership expire at the end of the year. And whether Congress will renew them is still up in the air, especially at a time when some in Congress would like to consider these tax benefits along with maybe a full-on tax reform. So probably we shouldn't expect to see any action on the expired provisions until late 2014, if at all.
And which tax benefits are we talking about here, Pamela?
So the energy tax credits for things like installing new insulation, a hot water tank, a new roof. If you did invest in such things this, over this past year and you're eligible, you may be able to get a credit on your income taxes. We have more about that at houselogic.com. The PMI deduction, that's private mortgage insurance deduction. If you have less than 20% equity, you typically pay for private mortgage insurance. You can deduct those premiums. And then forgiven debt. If your principal residence is foreclosed or sold in a short sale before the end of the year, this provision allows you to exclude up to $2 million of forgiven debt from your taxable income.
All right. Anything else folks need to know tax-wise for 2013?
Yes, I have some good news. There are simplified rules. Simplified rules for claiming the home office deduction. The IRS came up with a simplified alternative to what used to be a 43-line form. The old form required all kinds of complex calculations, but beginning with your 2013 return, if you're able to answer yes to a series of relatively simple questions, you can claim a standard deduction of up to $1,500 per year based on a $5 a square foot for up to 300 square feet of home office space.
All right, so what's the catch?
You can't, you knew there had to be one, right? You can't depreciate You can't depreciate the portion of your home you use for business. But you still can claim allowable mortgage interest, real estate taxes, and casualty losses on the home as itemized deductions on Schedule A. A lot to remember. We have it all at houselogic.com/radio.
All right, and that's the place to go. Pamela Gertz-Kabaty, thank you so much. Remember, you can follow House Logic on Facebook, and we'll talk next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of houselogic.com.